bienvenidos a The Broadway a la Gran Vía. Hoy continuamos con el segundo acto de Annie, el musical compuesto por los autores judíos americanos Charles Strauss y Martin Charmin. Annie sale del horrible orfanato en el que se encuentra para asistir a la cena de Navidad junto al multimillonario Warbucks. Warbucks, cuando la niña aparece, no está muy convencido de adoptarla. Juntos hacen un viaje para reforzar su amistad.
NYC, what is it about you? You're big, you're loud, you're tough. NYC, I go years without you. Then I can't get enough. Enough of cab drivers answering back in language far from pure. Enough of Frankfurters answering back. Oh, brother, you know you're in NYC. Too busy, too crazy, too hot, too cold, too late. I'm sold again on NYC. NYC.
The shadows that sundown, the roofs that scrape the sky.
NYC. The rich and the rundown, the big parade goes by. What other town has the Empire State and a mayor 5'2"? No other town in the whole 48 can half compare with you. Oh, NYC. You make them all postcards. You crowd, you cram. You're still the champ. Amen for NYC. The shimmer of Times Square, the pulse,
the beat,
the drive. You might say that I'm square, but damn, I come alive. The city's bright as a penny arcade. It blinks, it tilts, it rings.
Think that I've lived here all of my life and never seen these things.
NYC, the world is lying. By bus,
by train,
you can't explain.
Good night, sleep tight, in NYC.
Después del viaje, Warbux decide rápidamente que quiere adoptar a Annie. Pero la malvada Hannigan, la dueña del orfanato, al enterarse de esta noticia, trama un plan junto a su hermano Rooster y su novia Lily para aprovecharse de la pobre Annie.
I remember the way our sainted mother would sit and croon us a lullaby.
She'd say, kids, there's a place that's like no other. You gotta get there before you die.
You don't get there by playing from the rule book.
Oh, no. You stack the aces.
You load the dice.
Mother dear, oh, we know you're down there listening. How can we follow your sweet advice to
Easy Street? Easy Street, where you sleep till night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweet repeat. That blonde I bumped into when I come in. Looked like she had a couple of dollars.
Yeah, she works for Oliver Warbucks.
Me, Oliver Warbucks, the millionaire?
No, the billionaire, you dumb hotel. She works for him up in his mansion on Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue? He don't live on Fifth Avenue.
He don't? Where does he live?
Easy Street. Easy Street. What did that dame want?
Oh, brought me the wonderful news that Annie, one of the orphans from here, Annie, God, I hate that kid, is getting adopted by Warbucks. And I'm gonna have everything. That rotten kid is gonna have everything.
Clummy orphan living in the lap of luxury. It ain't fair.
Nah, it ain't fair.
It ain't fair how we scrounge for $3 or $4. Well, she gets Warbucks.
The little brat.
Yeah.
Is driving me nuts. While we get peanuts, she's living fat.
Maybe she holds the key, that little lady.
To getting more bucks?
Instead of less. Maybe we fix the game with something shady.
Where does that put us?
Give you one guess.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes. We'll be right back.
Sin embargo, Warbox se da cuenta de que Annie desea encontrar a sus padres por encima de todas las cosas. Así, se propone ayudarla. Van a ir a un programa de radio y ofrece $50,000 para aquel que pueda probar que es el padre o la madre de Annie, o simplemente mostrando la otra mitad del colgante con forma de corazón.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall that another of our Thursday night get-togethers has gone by faster than you can say, Occident.
O-X-Y-D-E-N-T.
The toothpaste of the stars to make your teeth Hollywood bright. So for all of the Hour of Smiles family, Ronnie, Bonnie, and Connie, the lovely Boylan sisters, this is Bert Healy saying, Hey, hobo man, hey, dapper dad, you've both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Your clothes may be bone grumbly, they stand out a mile, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile. Who cares what they're wearing on Main Street or Savile Row? It's what you wear from ear to ear and not from head to toe that matters.
So
senator,
so
janitor,
so
long for a while. Remember, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Ready or not, here he goes. Listen to Bert tap his smiling toes.
El programa es escuchado en el orfanato. La malvada Hannigan, junto a su hermano y su novia, deciden acudir asegurando que son sus padres para coger el dinero y huir de la ciudad. Durante una visita a la Casa Blanca, el FBI señala a Warbucks que es imposible encontrar a los padres de Annie mediante la mitad de la medallita, ya que hay muchas medallitas iguales y la mayoría de los supuestos padres serían impostores. Warbucks decide muy seriamente adoptar a Annie.
Together at last, together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever. I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you. You've wrapped me around that cute little finger. You've made life a song. You've made me the singer.
And what's that band of tune you always boom-boom-boom?
Boom-boom-boom, anything but you.
Yesterday was plain awful.
You can say that again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
since then.
I'm poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas, but nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything but you.
Durante la fiesta de adopción de la pequeña Annie aparecen Rooster y Lily, los compinches de la malvada Hannigan, y aparecen disfrazados de los padres de Annie, incluso llevan un certificado de nacimiento. Warbucks se resigna a aceptar que son los verdaderos padres de Annie, así les invita a recoger a la niña al día siguiente. Al enterarse de esta noticia, Annie también se entristece, pero pronto llegan noticias del FBI, anunciando que los verdaderos padres de la niña están muertos. Rooster, Lily y la malvada Hannigan son arrestados. Annie es finalmente adoptada por Warbucks y, en última instancia, la niña encuentra a su perrito, Sandy.
I know the depression's depressing.
The carols are steeled, the stores aren't filled,
and windows are minus their dressing.
The children don't grin, the Santas are thin,
and I've heard a terrible rumor. No goodwill, no cheer, but we'll get a new deal for Christmas this year.
The snowflakes are crying and they're falling,
and all but a fix, no peppermint.
And all through the land folks are bawling
and filled with despair, 'cause cupboards are bare.
But Santa's got brand new assistants. There's nothing to fear. They're bringing a new deal for Christmas this year.
On Polly and Perkins, on Ickes and Wallace, on Morgenthau and Cummings,
in the pocket.